We're doing the Magen Midvna, Sefer Midot. We're starting the whole book anew. And whenever you start a book, so it's good to read the Sha'ar, the beginning of the book, what's called the Sha'ar, like the gate over here. Very often it's drawn in the shape of the gate. Sefer Midot. Gentlemen, if you could put your phones on silent, please. Me'et Rosh HaDarshanim v'avi kol moshnei mesharim, magid mesharim, yasher adurim, betochachot u'musarim. This is the top lecturer, the one who gave the best parables. He was the one who could direct people and give people guidance. He's already well known. He's enlightened. He's the great luminary of the land. His name is famous in Israel. His name is Rabbi Yaakov Magid Meisharim. Rabbi Yaakov, the great orator of the city of Duvna. So that's the book Sefer Hamidot. Now, the Magid Midovna, even though we are accustomed to the term Magid being an orator of Hasidic nature, the Magid Midovna was actually not Hasidic at all. He lived in the times of the Gra, and the Gra liked him very much. There's a famous letter from the Gra to the Magid Midovna, and he writes to him and he says, you know how much I love you and how much I can't wait for you to come. Because it's been 13 years since your last visit, and I want to encourage you to come. I yearn for your Torah. There's a letter from the Gra's son, and he says, you know how much my father wants to hear your teachings, and he loves your friendship, and he encourages him also to come. We move forward, and let's begin the Magen Midovna. He divided it into different gates, different topics. Each one is divided then into subsections of chapters. We'll begin with the Hakdama, page Aleph. Okay? Hakdama, introduction. Elyon Ora Amar Olam Chesed Yibaneh. The one above, who is awesome, he said that the world is built through kindness. Same Madea V'yara Even Pina Kavto V'avnevo V'yashalem Tevel B'chochma V'tvuna. God, who created the world, gave it its measurements, gave its foundation, and in his infinite wisdom, he created civilization. He expanded civilization throughout land. God created the world from mud, from clay, so to speak. He made everything with great thought and insight. And then he spread over this world. He spread over the world a blue curtain, like a tent. It's expanded over their heads. And that curtain, what we call the sky, so to speak, imparts gold upon them. In the sky, we have a shining luminary, and the sky itself is so pure. Kochavim romod nogam yafitzu. You have elevated stars giving off their light. Shem sheirech zevulam yamodu. The sun, the moon. Armon nechmad umfar kalul ba'adaro. Hashem created this beautiful castle, glorious castle. Uveichalok avod merkulo. And this great castle is all a declaration of give honor to Hashem. Hashem created this world, and he embroidered it with great wisdom and knowledge, and within this world, he also implanted an eye that can perceive, and an ear that can hear. So Hashem created a beautiful world, and within the world, he created man who has perception to appreciate this world. For whom did Hashem create all of these things? Did he create it for the vermin? Did he create it for the animals that walk on all four? Did he create this world for the fish of the sea or the birds of the heaven? Well, all of it was created for man, the chosen of all creatures. Man, he is the glory of creation. He is elevated from all of creation. So from the beginning of creation, Hashem planned he's going to create man, and he gave man the capacity to rule earth. Man is the creature which has the intellect, which the capacity to take control of nature. So Hashem gave of His glory, of His wisdom, so that man can have understanding. So that man will look around and take note of all the glorious, wondrous things that Hashem created in the world. We're supposed to have an appreciation of the world Hashem created. So man is supposed to take a minute and look up to the heavens and see all the wondrous things Hashem created on behalf of man. There's a world out here. Only then, when man looks around at nature and has an appreciation, only then can he know and understand that he is chosen on planet Earth. So, the reason man is held accountable for his behavior is because his intellect allows him to perceive the awesome, infinite wisdom in creation, and then he is should implore of himself a behavior that takes control of his wild nature. Meaning when man is born, his nature is to be self-centered and wild. Man can be an animal, left to his own volitions. What's that book about the kids who get stranded on an island? What's that called? Lord of the Flies. That's it, Lord of the Flies, right? So what happens when man is left to his own vices? So, what the Magen Midovna said in two sentences here is really a whole philosophy. It's a whole work. This idea that our perception is supposed to give us the clarity of the meaning. Remember, we learned a whole letter that Rav Elchanan Wasserman wrote about this. Why is it that non-Jews are held accountable? How are they supposed to figure out the Noachide laws? And Rav Elchanan Wasserman developed this idea. Magen Midovna, in his genius, says it in one sentence. Rav Elchanan Wasserman wrote it in a whole essay. The idea is that as you perceive nature and you perceive the world, one is supposed to come to a conclusion, okay, this is awesome, this is amazing, and there must be a purpose, and there must be meaning, and there must be a creator, and he must have a plan, and what does he want from me? So that means I can't just do what I want to do. I might want to lead a life a certain way, I might have desires and I might be drawn to a certain life, like the Magen Midovna says. Man is created in a way which is closer to being an animal. A person has a wild nature when they're born. If left untamed, then man can really become cruel. But if man thinks about the world he perceives, then that should drive him to rein himself in and recognize a responsibility on earth. So that's step one of his introduction. Hashem created a world of kindness, created a magnificent world. Within this world, man has to find meaning, purpose, and meaning and purpose are not defined by what man would like meaning and purpose to be, because we will always give ourselves an out. I'm a good person. I give charity. I buy Israeli bonds. I donate to the ambulance corps. I volunteer 2 hours a week in the Big Brother program, so doesn't that legitimize the fact that I cheat a little bit on my taxes? And maybe I, you know. But I'm a good person. So we always find those outs. Look, I'm okay in so many other ways. So the Magen Midovna says what Rav Elchanan Wasserman developed, this idea that it's not a question of my being a good person, it's a question of there was a planner. Look at the world, there's a plan, and so I have to live up to that. And that's a demand of every human being. It's not only a demand of the Jew. It's a demand of anyone who can perceive and see, hey, there's something going on here, there is some order here, there is some plan here, so then what's my role supposed to be within all of that? Now, what's confusing in all this is that we can perceive a certain element of a greater plan, yet we cannot understand the specific plan Hashem has for us. We very often think, hey, if you want me to make Aliyah, then why is it so difficult? Don't you want me to be here? You wanted me to do this mitzvah. So how come everything seems to go wrong when I try to do this mitzvah? And that's true of many mitzvot the person does. Didn't you want me to leave this lifestyle? So how come it's not working out the way I thought it would? So on a specific level, life is far more complex. On a general level, there is a greater plan. And we have to discover our role within that plan, our responsibilities. So those were the first two paragraphs we learned today.